is it cool talking about my dad? I mean, it's I have a kind of an interesting story. I feel anyway, related to chiropractic and animals. He used to treat a lot of people would bring their animals to him, and he's worked on several dogs. And at one point, I had a girlfriend that had a Saint Bernard. It was kind of like the run of the litter, so it wasn't real huge, but still an enormous animal. And this was in Las Vegas, and we'd let it out at night, of course, and we lived in a really impoverished part of town. It was pretty nasty, really. But there was this alley behind everyone's house, and everyone would stick their garbage cans out there, and it'd go get in people's trash, we think. But we didn't ever see it, but we think that's what happened. And someone, I think, clubbed it over the back with a large board or a baseball bat or something, and it came back and was, like, obviously in pain. And we just thought, well, okay, we didn't know what had happened. And then days went by, and it started becoming paralyzed. It couldn't walk. And we ended up taking it to the vet, and they were really horrible. They just let it sit on the concrete floor, and it's basically in its own urine. And finally said, well, we can't do anything with it. We're going to have to put it to sleep, and you're going to owe us $800. And at the time, like, $20 was a lot of money between the two of us, even. I mean, I remember times when she was a cigarette smoker, and it was like, do we get a can of soup, or do we buy cigarettes? And of course, she ended up with the cigarettes. But anyway, that's how poor we were both at the time. And so anyway, she was like a real rebel rouser, to put it gently. So she broke into the veterinary clinic and stole her dog back, basically, because they said, we're going to put it to sleep. And it's, you know, without going into that further. Anyway, so she brought the dog back, and I called my dad, and knowing that he'd worked on animals, and he said, well, sounds like it has a vertebrae out of place in its back. Here's what you do. Lay it down on its back. And he's worked on my brother and I and my mom for years, so I kind of know some of the techniques. So it's called a lumbar roll, where you lie on your back, you twist your shoulders one way, and your hips the opposite way, and then you reverse sides and do it the other way. So he said, try that. And so we did, and it took both of us. So she grabbed the hips, and I grabbed the shoulders, or vice versa. And sure enough, there was a loud pop, like when you crack your neck. Mm-hmm. And then we did it on the other side. I think there was a smaller crack then. We got a kitchen chair, and we lifted her up. It was a she, and we put her on top of this across a chair like I'm sitting in to support her weight. And within 2 days, the dog was back to normal, and they were going to put it to sleep and charge us $800. Huh. So there's many stories like that with my dad. And he would go to some of the football games, mostly because my brother and I were in the marching band, and we were sort of featured soloists and things, and he would sort of go for that. But football coach would, you know, guys that sprained their ankles, the star players or whatever, they'd bring him down from the stands. He'd pop their ankles back in place, or whatever it was, knees. And within, they might sit out a quarter, but they'd go right back in the game. And the medical community there found out about it and became very hostile, and basically threatened to stop giving them free medical care. And what they would do is they would wrap the person's ankle or whatever, and they'd be out for 3 or 4 weeks, and, you know, the thing would swell up, and they put ice on it, blah, blah, blah. Basically, the player was out of commission for several weeks. Whereas if you catch something before it swells up, and, you know, once a bone is out of place, it cuts off blood vessels and things, and it swells. And once that happens, I mean, if you catch it right away, you can pop it back into place. There's no swelling. Even you do walk around on it a little bit to get the blood back again, and maybe sit out a quarter, and then you go back in the game. And so there was kind of a controversy there too amongst the medical community and my father, because, and he wouldn't charge him a thing, you know. And another thing about him was he never was a wealthy man, because he was very honest. And if you came in for a treatment and he can cure you the first time, you're done. You don't need an x-ray. You don't need 16 treatments. You're done.